Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Star Line by an Irish-British filmmaker. If you love music, his primetime Emmy-nominated American epic series is one to watch. His latest project is the first ever band-authorized documentary of Led Zeppelin in Becoming Led Zeppelin, which had the biggest opening weekend ever for an IMAX exclusive music release. We welcome director Bernard McMahon.
Lovely to meet you, Sean, in the home of one of my favorite groups of all time, Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
You have to visit the Buddy Holly Center.
I totally want to. You know that they're gods in Britain where I grew up.
Oh, yeah.
From one of my relatives, I've got their original 1958 tour program when they came over and toured. I believe the Beatles never actually went to see them live. They were actually played Liverpool, and the show wasn't sold out, and the tickets were and the Beatles didn't actually go and go to that show.
Wow, so cool. Bernard, let's go beyond the mic. How were you able to capture this white whale, a story everyone would want to tell, but it's been elusive till today?
Well, we'd done these American epic films you mentioned about the first blues country gospel records made in the 20s in America, and so I kind of wanted to do a story that would follow up from that, you know, pick up after World War II, go through the 50s and the 60s. And I was thinking, it's Led Zeppelin. And I'd read this little paperback book about them published in the early 70s. It's long out of print. And I was a little boy. And I just was inspired by this story of, you know, their early years and the four of them and how they were searching their way through the music business and this chance meeting. And I found it inspirational. I mean, I a lot of things that are on how I do stuff in making films, it was inspired by what I learned from that book. So I said to my producer and co-writer, this is the story I'd like to do. And so we spent months and months writing this story and storyboarding it and researching it. A couple of people we mentioned to said, you're absolutely mad. They'll never agree to do a film. They've never agreed to make a movie. But I thought, I'm going to give it a try. And when we reached out to them, fortune smiled on that hard work. And the band, Robert Plant, at least, and Jimmy Page were huge American epic fans. And they agreed to meet. And so we pitched them the story. And I think, you know, the interviews with them were hours long. I mean, like 5 hours with John Paul Jones, 7 hours with Jimmy Page. And they'd be asking, like Jimmy would ask these little kind of trick questions to check just how much we knew. So one point he turned to me and said, so this is the point where you see Robert Plant for the first time. You'd be, what's the name of the group he was in? And I was like, Obst Tweedle. And he'd be, very good, carry on.
What was the biggest challenge with this project that wasn't trying to find video of the late John Bonham?
I think the biggest challenge was, as I said, very, very, when we started Little Archive, you know, this is a group that essentially after a couple, two or three appearances on television, refused to ever do television again. They didn't do media. They didn't do filmed interviews. I mean, no group that you know is at the height of that of a popularity that they had did less media than Led Zeppelin, and so you're dealing with so little material out there. But of course, that's what I like. I like the challenge of the story that's never been told, and the story that looks like it can't be told because there isn't the material. And that's what American Epic was, and so. If it's easy, it's not really that interesting to me. I'm interested in something that I think, unless we'd worked like demons to do it, it would never have existed. And so here, you really get a feeling when you're watching the film, you know, and I recommend it. I mean, this is made, you know, the sound is really at its best in 5.1 in your standard theater, you know? But this is a movie that is made like the Rocky Horror Picture Show to be watched with a group of people in a cinema, that this is how this film is meant to be seen. And it takes you into that world. And it's not a film for watching on your own in a sofa, which is why there are no plans at the moment to release it domestically.
Bernard McMahon is the director of becoming Led Zeppelin. And he joins us beyond the mic for the Rocky and Nate Bernard. All this is eight random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure. Which Led Zeppelin song makes you stop and listen every time it's played?
Whole Lot of Love.
What was your first camera?
A Bolex 8mm, yeah.
How did the pandemic slow down the film, but yet allow it to breathe?
It didn't. It just slowed the film down.
Which director influenced you growing up?
Oh, probably the director that influenced me the most would be, I don't know if many of your viewers will know, this is a French director called Abel Gance that directed a film called Napoleon in 1927. There's a huge amount of reference in Becoming Led Zeppelin to that movie in terms of the period it covers, which was the early part of Napoleon's career up to his first campaign. But it uses a lot of an amazing visual imagery that's basically shaped all of Hollywood today. I'd say that's a huge influence. And then the other one would be probably Frank Capra, you know, Lost Horizon. That pretty much makes me like well up with emotion every time that the credits roll on that movie at the beginning. I think it's an absolute masterpiece. And I mean, really, it's a film about hope. And that's what this film is about. You know, it's about hope.
So many performances by Led Zeppelin in this picture. So I got to ask you, what is your favorite performance in the movie?
I would say off the top of my head, they're performing to a completely dispassionate European audience that can't understand what they're doing, and half the audience have their fingers in their ears while they're playing, and they're still going for it, and that they're playing Communication Breakdown appropriately. And just off the top of my head, that performance makes me laugh every time it kicks off.
What's the best thing about your production partner Alison McGordy?
She's just a visionary genius. I'm the ditch digger that just like does what she says. Basically, she's right. She's, you know, the women, it would be better if they're generally ruling the world, because basically they have a much more instinctual look at things. So what me and Dan, the editor, will be doing stuff and we'll go, oh, we fixed it. And then you'll realize 6 months ago, Alison told us to do that and we weren't paying attention.
How about your favorite film festival?
Oh, I love all film festivals. I would say Venice is the most magical because it was the first. But I remember when we won the Sydney Film Festival with American Epic. You know, there's just something about Sydney that you're just in another world. Every single sound you hear when you're in Australia, all the bird sounds, they're like nothing else on planet Earth. So they're all magical film festivals because it's people coming together for a love of this thing that I grew up loving as a kid, you know, so, yeah.
Director Bernard Bickman joins us for one big question. Bernard, which band would you like to tackle for your next project?
Oh, I can't say, unfortunately.
Secret!
I'm superstitious. I think if you talk about stuff before you've actually got it in the can, it won't happen. I mean, I was unbelievably secretive about this film. I didn't tell my mum, who is so important as to why this film got made. I mean, it was in her box of junk as an antique dealer that the Led Zeppelin book turned up. And Peter Grant used to buy antique there, manager for my mum, and I would sit on his knee. So, you know, these connections are there, but I didn't tell her until I'd literally got the interviews in the can.
His favorite festival is Venice. He loves Frank Capra and wants you to see Becoming Led Zeppelin.
Shout out to Lubbock, Texas, the greatest home of music on planet Earth.
Bernard McMahon, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
My pleasure.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.